One year ago today, the Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado suffered its first death of the Iraq War. 34-year-old Private First Class Jesse Givens drowned after the tank he was driving overturned into a backwater of the Euphrates River. He left behind a wife and two sons. NPR's Jeff Brady visited the family a year later to just see how they're doing.
Jesse Givens was 32 years old when he joined the Army in the wake of September 11th, against the wishes of his wife.
And after the towers fell, then he wasn't going to take anybody telling him no, he couldn't. So he just went and did it without anybody's permission and came home, told me, and I was really mad.
Melissa Givens' husband was deployed to Iraq in April of 2003. He was killed 3 weeks later. The news came at an especially tough time because she was 8 months pregnant.
He was killed May 1st of 2003. Carson was born May 29th of 2003, so 28 days later.
Where's your dad?
Where's Carson's daddy? Where's he at?
Nearby hang several pictures of Givens' dead husband in uniform.
You're not looking. Usually he'll turn around and look at the pictures on the wall and smile at him. But then he started thinking everybody in DCU's desert uniforms was his dad, because the picture, we're in Walmart, and he's going, dad. And I said, no, and because there's two guys standing behind me in uniforms. And so now when he sees DCU's, he just automatically assumes it's dad.
Melissa Givens' older son, Dakota, is 6. He heads down to the basement where two large trunks, one for each boy, sit open.
That one's mine, this one's his.
The trunks are filled with memories of his dad. Dakota pulls out a water-damaged birthday card. Jesse Givens planned to mail it to Dakota for his 6th birthday last August. The card was with PFC Givens in the tank when it rolled over into the river.
He couldn't give it to me when he died. And it's been in his tank, so it's all ripped up.
Dakota heads into the next room to play a video game. His mom says the last year has been pretty difficult. She's gone in and out of depression. Fortunately, she says money hasn't been a problem, and the military provides health care benefits. Givens says she's also received donations from all over the country.
I probably don't have to buy diapers for another 4 months. Yeah, because I was so overwhelmed with donations. People were wonderful.
Back upstairs in the living room, Givens says the hardest part of the last year was when the other Fort Carson soldiers started coming back home from Iraq at the end of winter. She says she tried to prepare herself, knowing it would be difficult, but the littlest things, like the ubiquitous welcome home signs around this military town, would make her cry.
Most of them didn't bother me until my friends started putting them on their houses, because their husbands were coming home.
Givens says she's thankful for the few years she and her husband had together. One of her most prized possessions is a goodbye letter Jesse wrote her in case he didn't come back from Iraq.
It's my family, April 22nd, 2003. I never thought I would be writing a letter like this. I really don't know where to start. I've been getting bad feelings, though, and well, if you're reading this...
Givens says the letter arrived at about the same time Carson was born. In it, her husband tells her to live well and take care of the kids, who he refers to by their nicknames.
Do me a favor, after you tuck Toad and Bean in, give them hugs and kisses from me. Go outside, look at the stars and count them, and don't forget to smile. Love always, your husband, Jess.
Givens says she plans to spend the day with friends and a couple members of her husband's tank crew who survived the accident. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
And Private Jesse Givens' last letter from Iraq is on our website, npr.org.